It's a special Thanksgiving this year for a Philadelphia woman who's been cancer-free thanks to a bone marrow transplant. Francesca Lynch received that donation from Larissa Wright of New York, who signed up with the National Marrow Donor Program's Be the Match Registry. The two women are both African-American and met for the first time 2 weeks ago at the nonprofit group's annual meeting in Minneapolis. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio tells us, registry managers hope Lynch's recovery will inspire other people of color to sign up as potential donors.
Nearly 2 years ago, Francesca Lynch went to her doctor complaining of what she thought was just an earache. Lynch did indeed have an ear infection, but says her physician also suspected something else.
And then she requested to take blood. I said, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm anemic. I'm okay. Nothing wrong with my blood. It might just be asthma or whatever. She said, no, I'm going to take the blood anyway. So I said, okay, take my blood.
The diagnosis was serious, acute myelogenous leukemia, a rapidly advancing cancer that attacks the white blood cells. Lynch, who's 46, had to have 2 rounds of chemotherapy just to keep it at bay. But to beat the cancer entirely, she would need a bone marrow transplant from someone with a similar genetic makeup. That person turned out to be 35-year-old Larissa Wright of the Bronx. She works at the United Way in New York and says she signed up for Be the Match 5 years ago when a coworker received a similar diagnosis.
It's almost like citywide. I mean, their entire organization kind of signed on.
Wright was not a bone marrow match for her colleague, who eventually found another donor and survived. Wright had also hoped to help her sister-in-law, who was not able to find a donor and died of leukemia. Wright says for the next few years, she didn't give bone marrow much thought until she got word that a complete stranger 2 hours away in Philadelphia was in need.
I was a little nervous when I initially was contacted, but I mean, it was never a thought to not do it, to be completely honest. That's what I signed up for.
Once Lynch's doctor confirmed the transplant's success, Be the Match arranged for Lynch and Wright to meet a year later. But this meeting would be anything but a quiet chat in the corner booth of a restaurant. The two women saw each other for the first time on a stage here in Minneapolis at the Be the Match annual meeting. Lynch thanked Wright to a standing ovation from hundreds of people.
You're in my heart. Thank you. So I wasn't going to cry too much. I'm so happy to be alive. Second chance. Again, I thank you.
Later, offstage, Wright said she was glad she finally got a chance to meet the woman she helped.
I just wish her all the best, and I definitely hope that we can remain friends. I mean, she's been a friend in my head, if you will. So I definitely look forward to the opportunity of just keeping in touch and just making sure that she's well.
Be the Match CEO Dr. Jeffrey Chell says the organization has a database of more than 12 million potential donors in the United States alone and arranged more than 6,200 transplants in the last year. But Chell says this particular transplant, from one African-American woman to another, is something that's essential to highlight.
One of the important things about matching and finding the best possible donor is they're likely to share a common ancestry with you.
Chell says if you need a bone marrow transplant, your chances of finding a donor today are better than they've ever been. But he says that probability drops significantly if you're not of European heritage.
If you're Caucasian, the likelihood of finding a match is about 94%. If you're African American, it drops down to about 68%. The other ethnic minorities in the United States are somewhere in between.
Iram De Silva is on a mission to close that gap. His sister Ikla died of leukemia at age 13 after traveling from Brazil to New York in the hopes of finding a bone marrow donor. Since 1992, the Ikla De Silva Foundation has signed up thousands of potential donors, including Larissa Wright, and focuses on ethnic minorities. But De Silva says recruiting people of color is challenging.
There is a lot of misconception out there about bone marrow donation, fears people about joining the registry to donate bone marrow. And that's our job, to create awareness, education, so that they can come, ask questions, and join the registry.
With the United States becoming more and more diverse, De Silva says it's also important to recruit donors of mixed ethnic heritage so everyone who needs bone marrow has an equal shot at recovery. For The Pulse, I'm Matt Sepik.